is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what supported the cattle market today?
Leslie, it seemed to be more technical buying than anything else, which trip, buy stops, and so forth, that gave us the biggest upside. Carry through from yesterday's higher trade also helped out, but as far as fresh news today to go along with the upside, that did not exist as we saw box beef up only 33 cents at midday. On the choice, selects were up 7 cents, had a decent movement of 124 loads, saw a very low cattle kill today of 91,000, but we saw live cattle and feeder cattle see highs that we had not seen since early January and some even going into December. So a very significant day of upside, but fundamentally it was hard to find justification. June cattle closed 72 higher, August cattle 65 higher, August feeders up 255, October feeders up 202, and July lean hogs 10 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy-to-assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's standard series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the standard because they have set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and they're 100% bolt together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller steel buildings and metal roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
Tom, what influenced the grain market today?
Well, Leslie, we started the day off with mostly upside wheat, corn, and soybeans, even saw some decent trading volume overnight. But then before the USDA numbers came out at 11 o'clock, we had seen these markets start to slip lower and go negative. That's where we ended up closing at today, with the biggest losses occurring in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. Double-digit losses there as the USDA kind of surprised everybody with a much larger wheat crop than what we saw projected last month, and larger ending stocks, all this weight on the wheat. Corn was slightly better out of the report, and soybeans pretty much was a neutral number, but the closes were negative today as July KC wheat was down 17 and three quarter cents, September KC down 18 and three quarters, and July Chicago wheat also down 18 and three quarters. July corn and December corn both closed 7 3/4 lower, while July soybeans were 2 cents lower, November beans down 3 1/4, and July cotton was 44 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.